Okay, we're talking tonight about the following topic. I'm trying to prioritize topics that are really Maseches Pesachim type Tumah v'Tahara topics. That way, when people learn it, whether you skip the sugyas now or you come back to it later, whatever you end up doing, Hashem, I'm sure, loves you. But we're talking about the following. We spoke about how there is an Isser to be Metame Kachim, and there's an Isser to be Metame Truma. We spoke last week a little bit that when you are mitame those things, so is it okay to add higher levels of tumah? If truma is tame, as a revi l'truma, is it okay if I'm mosif tuma to make it a sheni l'truma? We're speaking about tonight, at least in regards to kachim, is what do I do when it becomes tame? What do I do when kachim become tame? If we have time, we'll speak about what we do when truma becomes tame. It's very similar. But what do you do when kachim become tame? In particular, we're going to speak about a mitzvah, the mitzvah of burning kachim that become tamei. We're going to have an introduction. We're going to have a bit of a chakira. We'll have four or so nafkaminas, and then our time will likely be up. The Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav, V'habaser asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel. If you have kachim meat which a tamei person touches, you shouldn't eat it. Ba'esh yisareif. You should burn kachim that become tameh. The main sugya for this is a Gemara in Psachim on daf pei beis amid aleph to pei beis amid beis. The Gemara speaks of that in the context of Karban Pesach, where the Mishnah says if a Karban Pesach becomes tameh, yisraf miyad, you should burn it right away. The Gemara says the source is that pasuk in Parshas Tzav that if kachim become tameh, you have to get rid of it. Where do you burn it? So Sefer Achina quotes the Mishnah in Kalim in the 8th Perek. If it got burned when you burn it wherever it became Tameh, it sounds like. If it got Tameh Bifnim, inside the Mikdash, you burn it there. If it got Tameh outside the Mikdash already, then you're going to burn it there. Mechasinach, Rambam, could be it's not true for all Karbanos, but you're going to burn it more or less where that took place. The Sefer Achinuch points out the mitzvah is incumbent, this is all in basic introduction, on Kohanim and Yisraelim. If the Kohen has the carbon when it becomes Tameh, it's a chiyuv on him to burn it, the Tameh Kachim. If the Yisrael has it, because the Yisrael eats certain carbonos, he eats part of the carbon shlamim, carbon toda, carbon pesach, he eats some of the carbonos. So if the Yisrael has it, becomes Tameh, then the chiyuv is on him to go burn it. So writes the Sefer Achinuch. Okay. This is not... You know what, let's... That's our introduction. There's a mitzvah to burn. Kachim, that becomes Tameh. You burn it more or less wherever it became Tameh. The chiv on the Kohanim, the chiv on the Yisraelim. Whoever has it, when it becomes Tameh, the Chiv is on him. Okay, let's set things up a little bit. There are multiple kinds of Pasul Kachim that we end up burning. We burn Nosar. If I have a carbon, and the carbon is supposed to be consumed by a certain amount of time, I have 2 days and a night to eat a carbon Shlamim. Once that time is up, this is a terrible example of thinking of Sachem, but once that time is up, so once when there's the din of Nosar, I have a chiyav to burn Nosar. Shlamim put aside for a little bit, but once time is up, I have to burn Nosar. I also have to burn Kachim that become Tamei. I also have to burn what's called Psulei Hamukdashim. Karbanos that become pasul through other means I may have to burn. If there's an isser of pigol that, let's say as an example, the Kohen, when he did some of the avodas, had in mind certain wrong thoughts, so that can pasul the karban, and then I have to burn that also. Not only that, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos, not only do I have to burn, is there a mitzvah to burn kachim that become tameh, there's also a mitzvah to burn Truma that becomes Tameh. The Gemara in Shabbos' line is Kishim that there's a mitzvah to burn Kachim. There's a mitzvah to burn Truma that becomes Tameh. So there seem to be these things that are holy that get on some level contaminated, and the response is that I have to burn it. I have to burn it. We want to understand, now there are other potential things you could have done with things that were quote-unquote messed up. The sugya is in the way end of Maseches Temura. Some things you burn when they get a little bit ruined. Some things are, you are nikbar, you bury when they get ruined. But there's a bunch of things that we burn, and they all seem to be pretty similar. Holy things that get ruined, you have to burn them. What is the relationship between all of these things? Are they the same? They have all the same dinim and the same halachas. The same, the mitzvah to burn nosar, and the mitzvah to burn tamei kachim, and the mitzvah to burn tamei truma, and the mitzvah to burn pig. All those things. It's all one din. They all have the same purpose, the same function. Or are there differences between them? We are going to focus tonight on the shaila of what's the relationship between burning nosar and burning kachim that become tamei. What's the relationship between them? So we're going to try to set it up in the following manner. The Gemara tells us in the end of Maseches Makos, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe commanded us with Torah. Torah's Bigmatria, 611. Moshe gave us 611 mitzvos. The first two dibros we were mekabel from Ribbono Shalom directly. 611 plus 2 equals 613. We got Taryag mitzvos. So it tells us in the Gemara. The Rishonim and Gaonim more or less all accept the idea that we have Taryag mitzvos, but they argue about how we count them. Chazal, other than very rare circumstances, don't seem to tell us and see this debate as something called a mitzvah, is it not a mitzvah? How do we count it? Okay. Burning nosar, burning leftover karbanos. It was a good karban, but I kept it for too long. And burning kachim, that become tameh. Is that one mitzvah or two mitzvos? Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvos? Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos that they are two separate mitzvos. Rambam, mitzvahs asei tzadi, says the Rambam, what is the 90th mitzvah? Va'mitzvah tishim hu, he, shetivanu lisrof kadshim shenitmu. It's its own mitzvah. Sefer HaChinuch also, mitzvah kuf mem vav, burning kadshim that become tameh. Burning nosar, it's a different mitzvah. Kuf mem gimel for the chinuch. Two separate mitzvos. However, Psadi Gaon only seems to count the mitzvah of nosar. Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perlau, the great commentator on Psadi Gaon's Sefer HaMitzvos, claims that the pshat in Psadi Gaon, the reason why he only quotes nosar, is that really nichlal in nosar, it's really one mitzvah. It must be a mitzvah. The Gemara in Pesachim sounds like it's a mitzvah. That it's the same mitzvah, the mitzvah to burn kachim, and the mitzvah that are tamei, and the mitzvah to burn kachim, they're left over, it's all one mitzvah. What are they arguing about? So the pashtus is, they're arguing about, is it all the same, or are they different? Are they different? Now that is a very vague way to say literal, very close to nothing. What does it mean if they're all the same, and what does it mean if they're different? That's where they pay the big bucks for that kind of thing. So that we have to figure out. I want to try to say out a mahalach. If they're the same thing, lichora, the idea is that when kachim become problematic, you have to dispose of them in a particular way. That you can't just keep it around because it had a lot of kedusha. You can't do whatever you want with it, but you also can't eat it. So you have to destroy it. That when kachim are problematic, you have to destroy it. Okay, more or less. Why would they be two separate mitzvos? In what way are they two separate mitzvos? So there's a somewhat well known mahalach in the sugya of sreifas kachim shenitmu and its relationship to sreifas nosar. A decently well known marmakom in that sugya. Then chidushe hagram halevi. Rav Moshe Salvechik, the son of Rav Chaim and the father of Yosef Dov, the Rav. So Rav Moshe Salvechik wrote very little in his life that he published. But he was always writing, and they put out the Chidushim HaGram HaLevi. These are his Chidushim al Seder HaRambam. The majority of it is on Kachim topics. So even when you look, you're like, whoa, Hilchos Tefillah, you speak about a Rambam there, is there a din of Karban Nedava by a Tibor, Karban Nedava Tibor, carpets shutfin, meaning it's a kachim centric kind of a reality. He sees kedusha, you know, everywhere. So Pesula Mekdash is the following chiluk. It's a little bit vague. I'll share with you. I don't know if this is how he would say it, but the way I think, based on some achronim, you could say it, which would be smoother. It says like this. When it comes to kachim shenitmu, there has been a significant change in the item itself. The cheftza is a different cheftza now. It's become tameh. So why do I have to burn it? The idea is that the object's been ruined and I have to get rid of it. Sreifa, have to get rid of it. It's been ruined, I have to get rid of it. We are likely, as we'll see, less careful. We care less about exactly how you burn it and when you burn it and the dinim about it. We want to just get rid of it. Sreifas nosar, the way that Marcel Vajic said it out is, it's not mi din psuli hamukdashim, but rather it's a din mesuyam benosar. So I'm going to try to give a little bit of a hesber. Again, you can take it or leave it. There are definitely some achronim that say this, and they'd be saying the following way. When I leave over a karban, nothing's really happened to etzem the cheftza. The cheftza of the karban is just as kadosh as it was before that time as after. So this is man, the time, but the cheftza is more or less the same kind of a cheftza. Some achronim say it like this. When I leave over nosar, the object is still kadosh. It has the same degree of kedusha. Just I'm not allowed to eat it. So when I have kachim with kedusha, I have a chiyuv to treat it in a particular way that demonstrates. I have to treat it with a way that shows its kedusha. So when I can eat it, I have to eat it. But when I burn it, once I can't eat it anymore, the mitzvah is to burn it. But it's not to burn it because ruined things I like to burn. It's because something which was kadosh, something which was holy, that now I can't eat, that is the most covetic thing I could do to it. It's the most covetic way to treat it. I don't want to wait till it spoils. I don't want to rip it up into pieces. It's the most covetic way that sreifa sometimes can be associated. We burn karbanos on the mikdash, on the mizbeach. Burning isn't always to get rid of it. It's an act of kedusha. In that sense, it's like this. The mitzvah of burning kachim that become tame because the item got ruined and you got to dispose of it. The mitzvah of burning nosar is because I have a kadosh item that you can't eat. So the most covetic way to treat that kadosh item is to burn it. I'll give you a nafka mina to help sort of to explain the idea. Moshe Soloveitchik points out, this is the pashtus. In the Minchas Chinuch also, certainly pass in Rambam. Psuli hamukdashim, kachim shenitmu, you can burn any time of the day. You can burn during the daytime, you can burn at night. Sreifas nosar has to be burned by yom. Like all the avodas of karbanos are done by yom, more or less. Why the difference? Why does nosar sreifa by yom? Kachim shenitmu at night. So for this particular reason, kachim shenitmu, that's just the item was ruined, so I have to sort of dispose of it. We don't care when you dispose of it. We're not mocked, but on the way that you dispose of it, just get rid of it. Night, day, doesn't matter to us. Nosar shenitmu, that's still kadosh. And we're trying to treat it in the most covetic way we could. So the same way that rov avodas, burning of the rov avodas are done by yom, so this is also done by yom. It should also be done by yom. We're precise in how we do it because the goal of the sreifa, it's supposed to be in a covetic kind of a way. I'll give you another nafkamina, not one that Moshe Soloveitchik quotes, but one that some of the achronim talk about on the Minchas Chinuch. And that's the following nafkamina. How much nosar has to be left over? How much kachim has to become tameh for you to be chayev to burn it? How much has to? What's the amount? The Minchas Chinuch says, well, for nosar, I assume for sure that it's a match. It should be a kazayas. says the Minchas Chinuch, I would assume the same thing should be true for Kachim Shenitmu. It's both require a Kazayas. Kazayas is a very normal, standard kind of a shear when it comes to food items. Not only for eating, but food items in general, Kazayas is the amount we often work off of. However, there are Achronim and the Minchas Chinuch, say for Beshulei HaMincha, that argue Yesh Chalek between them. Nosar, I'm only chayef to burn Nosar if there's a Kazayas that got left over. But Kachim Shenitmu, that I have to get rid of even if, sorry, talking in a row. Even if there's not a Kazayas. How come? So as follows. Kazayas is sometimes a shear that we associate with the minimum amount of something which is chashav. It's the minimum amount of something which registers a halacha. If I have to eat matzah, so I have to eat a Kazayas. Why a Kazayas of matzah? Because the Kazayas of matzah is called a significant enough amount. So when it comes to Psui HaMukdashim, which is all about just like getting rid of any damaged goods, getting rid of Kazim Shenitmu, so I don't care about Chashivas of the amount or not. Anything that got damaged, I have to get rid of. But Sreifas Nosar is not about getting rid of it the same way. Sreifas Nosar is that this is the best way. That this is the best way for us to treat the Nosar. This is the best way for us to treat the Nosar. So if that's the case, it's a din in the same way I have a mitzvah to eat it, which may, we'll learn the sugya, some of us, may be only when I have a kazayas, that's called a chashav amount, that's a chashav that I have to treat with kavod, a chashav amount. So only nosar, which is a kazayas, I have to burn also and treat it in this chashav kind of a way. Let me chazer what we saw, and I would love to talk about background. Let's go over things, and then we'll build for like, it's an unbelievable. We're getting to a good Torah. It's good. Like this. Food can become tameh. Food becomes tameh. That's fine. Generally speaking, no iser at all. But if the food is kachim or truma, I violate an iser if I make it tameh. We spoke a couple weeks ago about the different mikoros for and how that works. What do? I have to dispose of it. I have to burn the kachim that become tameh. I have to burn it. Where do I burn it? Who has to burn it? That we spoke about a little bit. How does that compare to the mitzvah of burning nosar? I'm both burning kachim. I can't eat anymore. So for Reb Sadia Gaon, it could be that it's the same. And for him, Derech Agav, it's very likely that for him, you have to burn Nosar, and I have to also burn Kazim Shenitmu, Dafka, Bayom. The Turi Evan and Rosh Hashanah writes that you have to burn Kazim Shenitmu, also Bayom. They're really all the same. And maybe all of a shear of Kazayas. It's all the same thing, all the same halachas. But there are Achronim that are Mechalik between them. That Kazim Shenitmu is about, it's a damaged Cheftza, so you have to dispose of it. It's a good way to dispose of it. Sreifas Nosar is about, it's still Kadosh. I can't eat it right now. Okay, it's still Kadosh. I have to treat it with respect. And in that sense, the burning is to treat it with kavod. In that way, burning can serve one of two functions. Burning either is a good way to dispose of something, or sometimes, like when we burn something on the Mizbeach, burning can be at times like almost like an act of respect, an act of kavod, the way that I treat it in a certain way. Cloudy as a whole this far? 1, 2. Okay. Share with you Rosh Lavechik has an amazing kasha. It's an amazing kasha that relates to a Gemara in Makos and a Gemara in Zvachem that we have quoted. If I leave over Nosar, do I get Malkus for violating that lav? For leaving over Nosar? The answer is no. Why don't I? The reality is for two reasons. The Rambam quotes two separate reasons, one in Hilchos Karban Pesach, one in Psui HaMukdashim. Both in Karban Pesach. One, the Rambam says, is because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. I didn't do anything. I left it over. Lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokan alav. Okay. The Rambam quotes another reason. The Rambam says, you know why else? By nosar, again, it's more or less the same din. The reason by nosar is because it's a lav hanitak lase. The assay of burning kachim, I don't get malchus for leaving it over. Because it's a lav hanita klasei, we're in the world of makos and psachim, it's a good zone for us. So when you leave it over, I'm not chayav makos because it's lav hanita klasei. What asay fixes it? I left it over, but now I burn it. After Moshe Salvechik, isn't there a shita of Reish Lakish in the Gemara in Zvachim and Lama Gimel and the Gemara in Maseches Makos? What's the din? if a person's mitame kachim, if you're mitame kachim, what Reish Lakish is shita, you get malkos. Rabbi Yochanan argues, Reish Lakish says you get malkos for being mitame kachim. Frankly, more self the following kasha. I understand. Just like leaving over nosar, I don't get malkos because it's a lav hanitak la'ase. When I burn the nosar, I fix the lav. So too for Reish Lakish. When I'm mitame the kachim, it should be a lav hanitak la'ase. How come? What do I do after mitame it? I burn it. Just like burning nosar fixes the lav of leaving over nosar, so too burning kachim shenitme'u should fix the lav of being mitame kachim. Why is one of them a lav hanita klase and one of them not a lav hanita klase? It's really late. Or more or less, okay? Yep, I don't know. You can be honest if not, it's fine. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested the following answer. Again, we're being most of a bit of a hesber for it, but it's the following. What is a lav hanita klase? What's a lav hanita klase? So a lav hanita klase is where I violated the lav, and my ase somehow fixes the problem of the lav that I violated. It fixes the problem of the lav I violated. When it comes to nosar, so I left over nosar. What's the lav that I violated? I was supposed to treat kachim in a certain way, and I didn't treat it in the best way possible. I was supposed to eat it, and I didn't eat it. I didn't treat it in the best way possible. Okay, how do I fix that? Sreifas Nosar fixes that. Why? Because Sreifas Nosar is saying, even though you didn't treat it the right way yesterday, there's still a way that you can treat this kadosh item in an appropriate and good way. When I burn the nosar, it's fixing the problem. I didn't treat it the way it was supposed to be treated, but I can fix it now by treating it the way that it's supposed to be treated. That's called a lav hanitak la'ase. The ase fixes the lav. I didn't treat it properly, and now I'm treating the kachim properly. But when it comes to kachim shenitme'u, it's not a lav hanitak la'ase. And therefore, Reish Lakish says that you can get malkos. Why isn't it a lav hanitak la'ase? Why not? The answer is because it's too late. When it comes to kachim shenitme'u, you've ruined the chefza. You've ruined the chefza. It's not that it's still kadosh, but instead of treating it the right way then, I now have a new way of treating it the right way. Kachim shenitme'u ruined the chefza. And you know why I'm burning it? I have to dispose of it. I have to dispose of damaged goods. That's not a tikkun for what you did. That's a din that you have to destroy, damaged goods. But you're not actually fixing what you did the same way. So when I burn nosar, the act of burning nosar is that I didn't treat it well. But it's still kadosh, so I have another way I could treat it. Another respectful way to treat it. When I burn kachim shenitme'u, that's not treating it with respect. That's just saying, I got to get rid of it, and the Torah wants us to get rid of it in this particular way. So what we saw is the following more or less tonight. There is a din that kachim, that become tameh, a person has to burn. Why am I burning it? So the simple pshat is I'm burning it because it became damaged and I have to get rid of it. Is that the same as Sreifas Nosar or not? So a lot of evidence in Rambam that they're separate. Two separate mitzvos. One is a lav hanitak la'ase. One maybe isn't a lav hanitak la'ase. One of them, for Michas Chinuch, for some achronim, is a shear of kezayis. One of them not. One of them has to be done by yom, one of them even at night. Because even when kachim get ruined and I have to burn them because they're tameh or whatever it is, there's two ways to relate to that burning. It's either the item became damaged and I have to get rid of it, or the item didn't really become damaged. It's still kadosh, like nosar, but I'm not allowed to eat it anymore. And because I'm not allowed to eat it anymore, I burn it out of a sign of, like, respect. I can't let the item just go. I burn it more. That may be part of why where I burn it relates to it. Bifnim. There's certain, like, again, that it may relate to that tzedakah, which I'm not talking about right now, but it may at least relate to that a little bit. What seems to emerge is an interesting idea about the world of tumah. What toll does tumah take on an item? How much does tumah potentially ruin an item or not? Many of us may be aware of a sugya Maseches Gidin on Daf Nun Gimel or so, a little bit in Baba Kama on Daf Hey, Hezek She'eno Nikker. The Gemara says, what's the status? The Chokas in the Gemara, if I'm metame an item, am I chayef to pay you damages for being metame your item? Part of the question in that sugya is that when you're metame something, how much is the item the same item? It just happens to be tame. Or have I really sort of ruined the item? Have I changed the item as a result of being metameh it? So what seems to be the case, at least by kachim shenitma'u, is that we spoke about, if you remember, in the first week, what's pshat in tumah? Is tumah like a metaphysical mitzias, like it's spiritually unclean and spiritually dirty, the Ramban al HaTorah, the Sfarno had his mahalach, or is it the opposite, the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim? Is the idea of tumah that it's nothing at all? It's a din about protecting the mikdash. The Rambam thought tumah doesn't mean dirty. That's why there's no iser to become tameh, and you're all good to go. Okay, when an object like kachim becomes tameh, or truma becomes tameh, so it's possible that what happens is the item becomes damaged, and it has less kedusha now as a result. Because kedusha and tumah really can't fit together. Can't fit together as well. The mikdash is the holiest place, and a tummy person can't enter. And if I have kachim, they become tummy, it ruins the item. So in that sense, it's a good example of sort of the impact of tumah, the impact of tumah on different things. We're going to go back to some of the more, I guess, broader tumah tower topics next week. As then we'll start speaking about tumas Oakland and some of the basics of what happens there. But have a wonderful rest of your night. We'll end now so people can stop listening to me speak. It's been a while.